Well, this morning I have a guest joining me here on the program, Shirley Auker here in Atlantic with us here today. She currently lives on a farm northeast of Atlantic with her husband, Dwayne, but she's also a published author. She has just written a book and published a book called 10 Minutes to Rake the Carpets, and it's a talk about your life.
Right. It is a talk about my life.
How are you this morning?
I'm just fine, and everybody's wondering, why would I be raking a carpet?
That was my first question.
All right. Well, I'll tell you. When we moved into the president's house at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, they were doing a lot of remodeling. And they put down carpeting without any of my suggestions particularly, but it happened to be shag carpeting.
Okay.
And that was why every time somebody walked on it, it would leave footprints in the carpet. So I would rake it up before people came. Of course, after they came, then it was all okay again, down.
So how is that title then, how is that representative of the book?
Probably used it because it was something that was real, and we went in when the house had not been done anything to the remodeling and so forth for like 25 years. So they had to put in this new carpeting, and it was at a time when you didn't have much choice in carpet. So I didn't choose this. This is what they ended up with. It was a gold color carpet.
Of course it was. I think we had that out here at one point too. Long gone, of course.
Yes.
I think the plastic carpet rake is still in the back, but let's get off of that.
We'll get out. That was work.
We're dating ourselves now. We don't want to do that too much.
True.
Well, here is Shirley Hansen growing up here in the area, graduating here locally. She becomes Shirley Auker, and all of a sudden the journey begins. You start here when you're a little girl. You probably dreamed and imagine what your life would be like. It's a little bit more grand than maybe what you thought of at first, right?
Yes, it did kind of grow. But yes, Dwayne and I were dating when we were in high school. Dwayne in Wyota and I in Atlantic. He's a year ahead of me. So he went off to Iowa State and I worked for Walnut Grove. And from then it's been lots of moves and lots of fun.
You have unpacked and packed a lot, haven't you?
I have unpacked and packed. And if you want to read the book, you'll see why I was unpacking and repacking.
You made several stops at some different educational institutions throughout your life as administrators there. You have any special memories? Was there a favorite spot, a favorite location?
Oh, I can't think of it. We went into Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And That was very educational to me.
Sure.
And I worked at the White House as a volunteer.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I don't think people realize how much there is to do there.
Well, people would write to our office with birthdays of friends or family, and we would address and send birthday cards or anniversary cards or get well cards, whatever was asked of them. By the hundreds, because I worked for the two presidents, and it was fun, and I took a calligraphy class, so I did a special writing of with lots of little details, which I enjoyed immensely because I like to draw, and so I worked for them for 6 years for two different presidents.
Sure. And you had an opportunity to do an awful lot. You were kind of a professional hostess for a long time in your life, weren't you?
Well, I don't know if professional is the way to put it, but I really did. And I didn't have a maid. I had no maid service. When sometimes we did have a student live with us. We had extra room for a maid, but I didn't need a maid. So we had a student that would help me if we entertained. Why? Sometimes when they were free from class, well, that was what we did.
Sure. You did a lot of social directing over the years, too, with time spent at universities and, of course, in Washington, D.C., a lot of the different things you did. You had a chance to host a lot of different folks.
Oh, yes, lots of different folks and wonderful experience, and we moved around, and we just enjoyed it. packing a moving van is not the greatest of fun.
No.
But each time we would make a move, it was fun. Place to go to or the different colleges.
Sure. I know you get to meet a lot of different people, fascinating people, people with great stories. Who sticks out for you?
Well, Red Skelton. Red Skelton came to speak on the campus, gave a program, and then he came to our home, and he stood in the, greeted everyone that walked in to the living room, and was just a great, fun person to have. Just very, very family-oriented. And then the next morning, there was a doorbell rang, and I went to the door, and there was Red Skelton with a red calanchoe plant, which I still have a piece of over all these years.
Very interesting. With regard to, you've not just entertainers and celebrities, but also politicians. There are a lot of work through the educational world. You've had a chance to meet a lot of different people.
A lot of different, really nice people, easy to get acquainted with, fun to be with. I've traveled with them, there were alumni meetings, and been on a boat trip with two of the groups, and that makes it fun.
Absolutely. Getting a chance to get out and meet a lot of people, see a lot of people the way you have.
Right.
Was the decision to move back here to this area where you grew up, was that a difficult one or was that pretty easy?
Oh, that was easy. We love the farm. We like the outdoor. And this was home for Duane and for me in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was very important. And by then, when we moved back, both of our daughters were out of college in a way, so works fine.
It seems as though, even though you've moved, as you mentioned, a lot to different locations for the job trail, but you've always kind of kept touch with folks back here. When you moved back, it seemed like it didn't take you very long because you kept in touch with a lot of people.
That's right, and that's what's so good about it. They're very sociable, nice people. We're glad to see them and in their good health and maybe some in their poor health to give them a hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about some of your interests too, because I know you have some interesting hobbies. You mentioned calligraphy and some of the things
yes.
that you were able to do with that White House job that you had, but you've got a lot of hobbies that have stayed with you a long time.
Well, I do porcelain painting. And when I first got back here, my mother was a porcelain painter, and I have a whole set of 12 china paintings that she did. And so I enjoyed that. And then I joined a painter's group, and they came out to the house and taught me how to do some porcelain painting. I have my own kiln, so I can fire. And I taught it when we've been in Florida. I taught two classes. Which was fun. No, it's kind of a fun thing to do. You can do it by yourself. I have my own kiln, so I don't need to take it somewhere.
Sure.
And you can give it away.
It makes nice gifts, doesn't it? It seems to me that it would be something that would take a lot of patience to be able to do that type of work. Have you always considered yourself to be a very patient person?
Not really. I would ask Duane. I don't think he probably thinks I'm real patient. But I enjoy art. I've done porcelain painting, and then I've done oil paintings and watercolors and this sort of thing. Really, porcelain painting is very difficult because you're working with heat, very high heat, and breakable glass.
One chance to do it right.
That's right.
So you have to be you have to develop a little bit of patience anyway.
Right, and that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, no. Walk me through a little bit about putting the book together. Did you have a lot of notes? Were you thinking about it a long time? Did you just sit down one day and start hacking it out on a computer?
Well, I was given a little push on this, but I'll tell you the first thing I did, I called KJAN and asked what the temperature was of the day that I was born. And so I have that in the book.
So you started from the very beginning.
Yes.
Chapter one is indeed
right.
Chapter one.
It is.
Very good. Well, folks will find a lot of fun things there, stories that they can relate to.
Exactly. Many people can. And anybody that does any kind of artwork, porcelain painting is a fun thing to do, too, and I'll push that along. It maybe is getting to be a lost art.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 10 Minutes to Rake the Carpet
right.
is the name of the book by Shirley Auker. And if you'd like to get a copy of that, Shirley, where can they find that? Is it available here in the community? I think Sweet Joy Shop
Sweet Joy has copies. Is the one that has the copies. I would send you to Sweet Joy to get them. But if you can't get them there, the library also has a copy. I've given it to the library.
Okay.
So here in Atlantic.
And you could probably also do an online search in your electronic bookstores. It's available in ebook form, and you can also find it at iUniverse.com.
Right, that's correct.
That mm-hmm. was the publishing service that was used for that. So right. you can check that out a lot of different ways. Look for that. Have some fun. It's a nice coffee table edition there. You can enjoy that. And it's a nice book to sit out in the back while the weather's still nice and sit on the porch in a little shade and just enjoy.
Well, I hope you all enjoy it. I had fun doing it. And it's nothing serious, so you can have a fun time.
a few adventures. Very
yeah.
good. Well, Shirley, thank you so much for coming by. Take care of yourself.
Well, thanks, Jim. I enjoy seeing you again, too.